The current of plenty is loosed in this house tonight. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. God like to show himself strong. He's a God that provides. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider.
Now, here's Dr. Leroy Thompson.
Better try to get some revelation under your belt. My Lord. You know, I'm not going to fuss with them. I ain't got time to be all. I ain't got time for all this. They know the truth. They think. And I've said, we didn't come to get money from you. We came to get money to you. I never tell you about a $70 seed. $92.50. I saw it. You know. So, I mean, it's free, too. This place is free. And so, you know, some people wise, some foolish, some don't even understand how important this message is. The word of the Lord came to me, a fresh prophetic word for tonight. He says, stop looking for an easy way out and come out.
All right, all right, all right.
Do whatever the Spirit of God says do. You will never have to be ashamed what God tells you to do. For sure, he will see you through. Don't wait for a big sign. Just hear his word and renew your mind. For wherever the Lord is, the Lord will have to move. Wherever the Lord is, the Lord will have to move. Father, we thank you for this time of gathering around your word. Holy Spirit, we honor you to reveal what the Father is saying to the church today here at Word of Life and around the world. People are watching and waiting. And we thank you that we yield to the Spirit of truth, at that revelation knowledge and a rhema word can come alive in our heart, that our economic situation will be as the Bible says. And we thank you for all who are gathered here tonight, who come to sit under your word, and may your word come alive right in their midst. In Jesus' name, amen. Maybe seated. You know, I want to talk to you about how to be a progressive radical sower.
Yes, sir.
How to sow radically. I mean, the word radical, I look it up. Is one who favored rapid and sweeping changes.
Yeah.
And the way to make a rapid and sweeping change in your generation status, your generational status, you know, because we usually run just like the pattern had been set by our parent, our grandparent. But when you come into the knowledge of the Word of God and understanding what the Word is saying, you can change that whole scenario.
Right, right.
Rapidly.
Right.
Sweepingly. I want you to get that. You see, a radical sower is an extremist.
Yes, sir. Wow.
And it's I know personally, it's revolutionary. It just changed everything.
Yeah.
Then again, it said in a different way, a person who favor rapid and sweeping changes, especially in laws and methods of government. In laws and methods of government. See, the law have said we can't prosper.
Right.
The church don't support the prosper, not God's law.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
God's law said we the ones supposed to be prosperous. I read the Bible, man. The Bible said we the ones supposed to be proud. Well, you know, we've come through so much religion. And I was coming along, my son drive, and the Spirit of God says, no such thing as a denominational apostle. You see what I'm saying? And so they even won't let you be an apostle in a denomination, because an apostle had to be free to do what he got to do. And so we came through all that. When you become radical sowing, living a radical source life, it is departing sharply from the traditional or usual.
Yes,
Now, the tradition of usual, I'm a preacher, I'm broke. I'm a Christian, I love the Lord. But I don't have much money, but I'm satisfied. See, that's tradition. That's just crazy. That's not the Lord, you know. But we act like it's the Lord, but it's not the Lord. It's just not the Lord. Too many scriptures tell us different, all right? It also means, when he talked about being a radical soul, and we're going to look at the woman with the alabaster box. She was radical. Montrell told me he did some study on that box. That box didn't even have an opening to pour it out. She had to crack it. The stuff was in there was so precious, they lock it up forever. Radical means forming or affecting the groundwork or root of things. See, I like that, because the groundwork and root, our roots haven't gone properly. You remember what it says, just in the thinking about this? You remember what it said about the man in Psalm 1? Look at Psalm 1 in the third verse. The root. How you get your root down in radical soil? How you get your root down where you have radical harvest? Just keep coming, changing tradition, changing religion, changing everything. Just blessed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see what happened? It'd be like a tree that planted by the river of the water. See, his roots is down where it can get sap, get marshed,
yeah.
And it caused the tree to produce,
yeah,
great fruits. And then he said, whatsoever he do, it shall prosper.
Yes,
and you know how he got there, by meditating the word and doing the thing in the word. But the Holy Ghost just told me it was good to take you over there when we're talking about roots. And then another definition for radical, and then we'll get into the word, is liberal. Advanced, broad-minded, progressive. That's the kind of song you're going to have to develop. I said, that's the kind of song you're going to have to develop.
Yes,
and you can't get afraid. You can't get afraid. You can't let nobody bluff you out of it. Let's look. We're finally going to get to Ecclesiastes 11, because I won't deal with that again, because radical givers or sores pay no attention to the surroundings. What they do. Listen to what they do. Well, I mean, I can't change it for you.
Right, right.
Radical sores, no matter what happened, they just keep on sowing.
Keep on sowing, right.
You know, they don't pay no attention. The refrigerator can break down, you know, the car downside the road. And they say, well, where you going? I'm going so. I'll be back.
Yeah.
We'll check that old car later, you know, and then it'll soon be out of my life.
Right.
If I keep sowing, it won't be downside the road. You see what I'm saying? And you got to get there. You got to develop that mindset. And no, this is not a religious game.
Yes, sir.
This is a revelation. This is a rhema. It's real. It works.
Yeah.
It works. If anything failed, it was not the word of God. You failed.
Right.
It's some instruction you failed to do, but
right,
the word works. And sowing works.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you had to kill me,
yeah,
to agree with you that sowing don't,
yes,
work.
Right.
Because I know better.
Me too.
Right? Now, the text that we're going to look at in 26th chapter, I think in 26th chapter of Matthew, I'm going to look at it for you. Because this alabaster box here, this deal here, and it blowed the disciples away. And just like when a person starts sowing, really sowing, it blows the church away.
Yes, sir.
I mean, every time y'all come up and do this,
right,
I mean, people around the world say, where they going?
Yeah.
And you know the next thing you say, they're just giving that man all that money. They're crazy as a Betty bug. They don't even know what's happening here. They don't even know it's a principle working and people's lives are being changed. So you can't go by what they say. You have to study the word for yourself and find out what God said. Look at this woman in the 26th chapter of Matthew, beginning at the 6th verse. Look at what happened here, because it disturbed the church. It disturbed even the very disciples. Got upset. And the first thing they run to is... we ought to be seeing about the poor. Well, in Genesis 12, the Lord didn't mention the poor. He said that all the families of the earth be poor. You see what I'm saying? He didn't even mention it. He started talking to Abraham, because Abraham started this thing off. And he was telling Abraham how sowing should go, you know. I'm going to bless you, and those that bless you, I'm going to bless them. It was a sowing transaction taking over. Then he said, all of you are going to get blessed because they're sowing in you, and I got anointing on you. And then now y'all be able to cause all the people of the earth to be blessed who hear you.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
Who hear you. Those that do not hear you will not be blessed. Those that don't want to understand won't keep the same old gears. They won't walk in the provision that this radical sowing will bring in your life. See, radical sowing produces radical harvest. Unusual harvest. Unusual things begin to happen. After a protracted period of time, after, is one of my points, but after you pass the test. Now, why do you have to pass the test? Well, if you do not pass the test and mess around and arrive in a harvest lifestyle, you will kill yourself. And you will disrespect God and dishonor God because you haven't learned the lessons that it takes to be on that level. See, God got this thing designed that you become a student and pass tests, go through grades. Grades of sowing, grades of harvesting. Are you following me? Now, this is a real powerful story. This woman is a radical giver because she bust the whole box. Notice this. In the sixth verse. Now, when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment. The girl poured it. Poured it on his head. He said it to me. She probably poured the whole thing. You know, and then the other people say, oh, they give a whole $5,000, $30,000 at one meeting. Now notice verse 8. These who will stop if you let them. See, if you're never going to become a radical soul around normal people. People that don't understand. People that are going to fight you, you know. But when his disciples saw it, what they saw? They saw a radical sower. When the disciples saw it, they had indignation. What does indignation mean? They were hot. A real sower make you hot because it keep getting up. When he sit down, every time they go again. He just sit down. Yeah, they go again. They say that about me and Fred, you know. When they sit down, the whole minister's conference, they all laid back, got their arms up on the chair, you know, hugging their wives and stuff. Me and Fred jump up. What they just sit down? Where they going? And I got them telling me now, I wish I'd have got up with you all. Yes, sir. When the disciples saw they had indignation saying to, now, here go again. To what purpose is this ways? Now, I'll give you an illustration. One of my sons in the gospel, the Lord told me my plan. I had two plans, the other jet for him. He going to have to pay some money because there's some money involved in it. But he going to save a lot of money, $1 million or $2 million. I'm just sowing that in him. But I had to explain to him what a jet is. It ain't for the ride everybody you see. That's why they say private. Then I gave him a few hints because you need to understand this. When I first got my first jet 4 years ago, you know, people can, even when I started, my man left this church, him and his wife, they was educators, they left. When I started about building a hangar, he left for nothing. Now I don't have to build a hangar, they give me a hangover, I got another hangar. He left for nothing, he took his wife and left for nothing. Because he's one of them bold members, you know. Come from a church with the bold mentality and it wouldn't work here.
Yes, sir.
And so, I told him, the first thing the Lord told me in purchasing my first jet, he says it is to, see, because people call it a waste. I mean, he didn't need that. He can catch the plant. Man, do you know the vexation and the hell you catch going on a regular line?
Yes, sir.
And so they call it a waste, but let me help him tell you that. But no, it's a protection of the anointing. And I went on to tell him five or six other things. But anyway, when you don't know the return from sowing, what you call it? A waste. Come on, look at the text. See, because if you have expectation when you're sowing now, you got to have expectation. It's not a waste. I don't care how much you give, it can't be a waste. If it's a waste, God is a liar. So either God is a liar or you a liar, don't you? I go with God. You the liar. And so you go on and see the disciple, and Jesus said, it was a seed that Jesus couldn't get off his mind. He said it's a moral seed, and he remembered. for the rest of the day. Go to Ecclesiastes. I just read that because it got coming to my mind. I knew how powerful it was in the car. But Ecclesiastes really talks about the storming aspect of sowing. And I mean, them first six verses really clear this thing up. I mean, it's a masterpiece. Solomon wrote a masterpiece there because he wanted to be known that you're going to have some time that it don't look like it's working.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's on purpose.
Right.
I believe the Lord of Permission said, sometime the Lord trying to make you quit. And he jams you and he let things happen to see whether you're real or not. Because sowing is first spiritual before material. See, sowing is a spiritual transaction. It's not a material transaction. It produces material things. See, that which is spiritual is always first. The spirit world is first, so you have to become anointed to sow. You have to become spiritually intelligent to sow.
Yes, sir.
Ignorant folk do not sow.
Yeah.
They're spiritually ignorant of the process and the principle that the Father has provided for them to live a radical lifestyle.
Yes.
An unusual lifestyle there. Untraditional lifestyle.
Right. Yes, sir.
You see, Abraham lived a radical lifestyle.
Yes,
Solomon did. David did.
Yes,
Isaac, Jacob, all that lifestyle was so radical, the town folks asked Isaac to leave town.
Yes,
see, because God had started producing so much in his life.
Right.
Lord, if I just could tell you how much the Lord wanted to produce in your life, but we can't play these little games. Can't be no little manipulator and all this other little stuff. No, you got to be real with this. You got to do it consistently.
Absolutely.
Look at this story. These first six verses in the 11th chapter. Cast thy bread upon the water, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to the seven and always and also to the eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. All right, keep on sowing. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, and if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falls, there shall be. Now, notice verse 4. You with me?
Yes,
now, you're talking about passing the test, you see? He that what? What do you think they're talking about?
Adversity.
Thank you, sir. Adversity, class. Adversity. Financial adversity will try to stop you from sowing. So you can be in adversity the rest of your life.
Yeah. Come on.
See? When a man or woman set out in their heart to start being a bona fide radical sower, a lot of things try to stop you.
Yeah.
The bluff come on.
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes, sir.
He that observeth the wind shall not sow. My God. Shall not sow. Shall not sow. That's a zero right there. Shall not sow. Shall not. Just think about how many Christians fit this thing. Shall not sow. I'm not sowing. I'm not giving nothing.
Right.
Come on. Yes, sir. Well, imagine, who are you hurting?
Yeah.
Do I look like I'm hurting?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Come on, Dad.
I got a little sniffle, but I'm not hurting. Are you following me?
Yeah.
You hurting yourself. You hanging yourself if you don't sow. You hanging your own finances. You trusting the system. You trusting you and your wife working and all the children working. That ain't enough money to do what your dream won't do. People who you employ for never organized to pay you enough to live like you're supposed to live. You got to use your faith, man. He that observed the wind should not sow. And some people don't have no wind, still don't sow. And he that regarded the clouds shall not reap. So if you don't sow, you don't what?
Please.
All right. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit. Now, this is a marvelous parallel here because you're talking about a pregnant woman being pregnant, talking about bone being formed in a baby. You know, I can't, I got two in the shooting now. Shana pregnant, and Deidre pregnant. Yeah. But just the idea, they talking about, do you want to go in? I ain't going in none of them room. I ain't waving a camera. I will bring the baby out here. Them goddamn boys be talking about, I'm going there with her. Go ahead by yourself. Clean that baby up, put some clothes on that baby, and bring that baby out here where I am. I don't want to see all that. Shoot. Y'all talking about going in the room. I ain't going in no room, man. But verse 5, there's a secret, there's a spiritual thing there, because that seed start forming. You see that seed, when you sow that seed goes straight to work.
Yeah.
And it begin to birth the harvest.
Yeah. Yeah,
are you following me?
Yeah.
It get in a birthing position.
Yeah.
Listen to me now, listen to me. Look at this fifth word. You women know about this. And thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bone do grow in the womb after of her that is with child. Good, God Almighty. Even so thou knowest not the work of God who maketh all things. Now verse 6 is pivotal. And then I'll start giving you some principles. Verse 6 is pivotal. Let us read together. In the morning. Go ahead. Now, I know a few souls who have learned this lesson, but most souls don't know what he's saying now. Most Christians don't know what that voice is saying. That voice is talking about a morning seed and an evening seed.
Yes, yeah.
A morning seed and an evening seed.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's a $500. Morning seed and an evening seed.
Yeah, yes,
I have people who sow morning, and if you see me in the morning, they sow. If you see me in the evening, they sow again. I ain't talking about no $40.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh. Oh. The morning and evening seed, that's what he's talking about. But notice what he said, in the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thy hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good.
Yeah.
So see, you got a continuous harvest coming in.
Yes,
if you keep sowing the seed, see?
Yeah.
So be a progressive, radical sower. You need to be aggressive.
Yes, sir.
You need to know that it is a process. And you need to have progressive faith.
Yeah.
You need to be aggressive in your sowing. See, everybody want to be aggressive in the harvest.
Yeah. Come on, Dad.
Yeah. You know, you get some hungry people and you tell them you got a job for them. I've had people, you know, no, let's go sow the field. We got to break it up and plant the seed. And then, I don't want to do that. But you get them to a field with all the food down there.
Yeah.
They say, yeah, I'll help you. So the next statement is, you must keep on sowing.
Keep on sowing.
Write that down. Now, you must keep on sowing. You must keep on sowing.
Yes,
you don't need nobody to work you up to sow.
Right. Yes, sir.
Right.
You got to come to the revelation of sowing that you can recognize soil,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
And you can recognize seed,
yes, sir.
And you recognize how to put it in the ground,
yes, sir.
By faith.
By faith.
Yeah. All right? So you must, we're talking about a radical sower, keep on sowing. And again, the process, see, it's a process in due season. The process of sowing calls for progressive faith. Why I say progressive faith? Because you got to keep on believing.
Right. Yes, sir.
You keep on sowing, but you keep on believing too, you see.
Keep believing.
Right. Yes, sir.
Turn to Genesis 26. And I know you know this voice, but it's good here. What the Lord is working. Excuse me, I have to take care of myself.
Yes, yeah.
Radical souls do not respect famine.
Huh. Wow. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Or so-called things of that type.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Now I had two men show me this. I had not gotten my breakthrough yet. But I had a man here, I'm calling his name, named Robert Goodtrow. He's actually Ronald's brother. Now, he was out of job for a while. But that joker never stopped sowing.
Yeah.
He was sowing like he was crazy. Well, I said, where is money coming from? I mean, I understood it some, but he just had the revelation,
yes,
that my job is not my soul.
Yeah.
I got another guy sitting in the church today.
Yeah,
him and his wife sowed like they're crazy.
Yeah.
He's been out of work, I don't know how many years.
Yeah. Wow.
But God didn't open a whole lot of other avenues for him because he kept on sowing, you see. See, the panic button is the thing. Panic button and the little saving account you got is a mess. I know some of y'all got a little slot, you know. You better watch TV. Genesis 26:1. There's a famine. See that first verse? There's a famine. Look at the 12th verse. Pay no attention to it. No attention. First verse is a famine, right? Look at the 12th verse. Look what happened after the 12th verse. 13th verse. 14th verse. Help yourself. Help yourself. You know, you get to a table and you got a lot of food on it. Help yourself. Look after the 12th verse, what started happening. See? I thought it said it was a famine. Seeds do not respect famine. Harvest do not respect famine. Because God never's in a famine. It was the land in the famine. He who trusts the land will go in the famine. But he who trusts God who made the land can't go in the famine. See, actually, Isaac wasn't sowing in the land per se. He was sowing in God. God, dog, man. And you know, he went, they asked him to leave town because he had too much. Then they run up and caught up with him because they thought getting bad and they won't cut a covenant with him. You read that, you see. Now, in Mark chapter 10, turn down, because somebody about to get cut here now. Mark chapter 10, we need to deal with it. Mark chapter 10. You know the rich young ruler? I'm finna call some out here now. I hope it don't be you. Look at that, Mark 10:20. And the answer said unto him, Master, all these things I observed from thy youth. My youth, you see it? Right, then the 24th. Then Jesus behold him, love him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. All right, one thing thou lackest. That's most of the church members, what they like. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasures in heaven. And come take up the cross and follow after me. And the 22nd verse says, and he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possession. Oh, he had it. He had it. My word to you here, the Lord gave to me. He said, Mark chapter 10, I'll study. He says, Jesus has no respect for takers. That rich young ruler was a taker. He said all those spiritual words to the Lord. And then when the Lord asked him to make a move, he went away grieved. He was a taker. He failed a seed test. I say he failed a seed test. How many seed tests have you failed? How many of y'all pray about sowing? Y'all pray about stuff coming in? How many of y'all just flat foot say, Lord, I want to know what you want me to do with this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
See. We're so busy trying to get out of debt. Yeah. You can't get out of debt like you got in debt.
Come on, sir.
You got to find another route, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because the interest ain't gonna let you get out of debt.
Yeah.
Not normally. Now, this is very important to me. You will need the Holy Spirit to be your sowing partner.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To be a radical sower.
Yes, sir.
Now, most probably, we have not asked the Holy Spirit to be your sowing partner.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I believe you better get about your Father's business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because you're going to need him. Because he's going to have to anoint you. He's going to have to get the fear out of you.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to get, excuse the expression, foolishness out of you.
Yeah.
That you would trust something else beside God.
Yeah.
Trust something else beside the word of God.
Yeah.
So may the Holy Spirit become your sowing partner.
Yes, sir.
You know, we ask the Holy Spirit, anoint me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I want to speak in tongue. I want to heal the sick and cast out the dead. Actually help you. Ask him to help you cast out demons and raise the dead. Ask him to help you sow.
Yes, sir.
I dare you ask him to help you sow. I devil dog dare you. You ask the Holy Spirit to help you sow, you're going to become a sower.
Yes, sir.
Because he gonna work with you, but he's going to work you out. But he's going to help you. Now, he'll make sure you have the seed. And then he'll go ahead of you and attend to your harvest. Holy Spirit, my partner, me. He's going to get me complete out of debt. Because there's some time I wouldn't sow. But the Holy Spirit give you a nudge. That's good ground there. Your mind gone AWOL. You know what I'm saying? And you can feel your wallet move in your pocket. But the Holy Spirit said, no, sow that. You know, I got my, I keep looking at you, man. I got my seventh championship ring. Wednesday night. I got me an LSU ring. That thing pretty too, boy. Yeah, I mean, they just keep on sawing them. And who you know got seven championship ring? Bring them here, I want to talk with them. You don't know them. And no football player got no seven championship ring from different team.
Right. Yes, sir. Come on, Dad. Yes, sir.
But it's just the Lord showing us.
Yep.
He'll get it to you anything at any time from anywhere through anybody. He can get it to you.
Yes, sir. Come on,
Dad. Now, them guys wearing my anointing, all them rings, they wearing my anointing now. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to them, man. You will need the Holy Spirit to be your sowing partner, to be a radical sower. Number one, securing the seed.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
The Holy Ghost will be a securer of your seed.
Yes, sir.
Then number two, showing you where to sow. Then I don't know how. Maybe I'm. He's got here shedding you down to receive the harvest in due season. In other words, sometimes we overleap the harvest. When it's time to harvest, it's time to harvest.
Yes, sir.
You know, I had a young man sawing so much, and he brought some of my own wood back and said, "Dad, I'm going to teach you how to receive." I was trying to tell him, "Hold up, man. I'll take care. Let me take it." No, Dad, you told me that when somebody gives you something, you're supposed to receive it. I said, well, I told you that. He said, well, you're not receiving, Dad. You won't pay for this stuff. I don't want you to pay for it. I'm paying for it. Well, it's tough when your own teaching come back to you, you know. I receive. On the wrong side, you know that, huh? Yeah, got it. Now, here's something very important, too. I think some people forget that. I got members here who brought me $1,000, more than one, at one time. 20,000, 30,000 members in this room right now. But what they did is, and this next point, what the Holy Spirit, your partner, help you, separating your next seed out of the new harvest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep.
See, because sometimes we get excited over these harvests.
Yeah, that's right.
And forget, there's an amount of seed. No, I didn't say tithe. Tithe is not seed.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You owe the tithe.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. And almsgiving is not seed.
Right.
I had to correct that. I told him I wanted to correct that. I answered that wrong. I got home. I said, think about it. I said, no, there ain't no sowing. Because people just feel sorry for people giving up stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Seed is consistent.
All
right, let me ask you a few questions here. Why many Christians have not developed themselves in radical sowing? And what do I mean by that? Sowing with conviction, with the attitude, I don't care how it look or what anyone think. I'm totally trusting God and His word, because they already know the truth about sowing in their heart. They're just trying to get it to work in their hand. Because they already know the truth about sowing in their heart, they're just trying to get it to work in their hand. Your heart and your hand. has to be in sowing. What I say? Hallelujah. Radical sowing will put you in living a due season lifestyle. You'll be able to say, I'm living in my due season lifestyle, meaning that I've sowed myself in a position that the harvest keep on coming. See, that's what Ecclesiastes 11:6 is saying. See. Systematic sowing will finally create a harvest flow that would never stop. Hey, y'all, what y'all, it's Friday? What is Friday? Listen, this systematic sowing will finally create a harvest flow that will never stop. I know y'all not hearing me. A harvest flow that will never stop. Do you know what that means? Turn to Galatians chapter 6. Let me say something about the sower, the seed, and the harvest comes into a threefold agreement according to the word of God. The sower, the seed, and the harvest. I know I don't have the soil in there, but the soil just got to do what we tell it to do. You know, and then you're talking about God is not mocked, whatever man sows, this is a reap. You know, someone will say that's spiritual. Yeah, it's spiritual. Yeah, it's spiritual. But it's a principle that works in God's word. As we obey God's word and do what God tells us to do,
right.
It's spiritual,
right.
And it works the same way. See, once you get it in your mind, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Once you get it in your mind, sowing money is spiritual.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, we like to use the word sowing, but I'm going to put another word. Sowing money is spiritual. See, it's money seed.
Yeah.
Whatever kind of seed you sow, that's the kind of harvest you receive. That's a spiritual principle. See, the church don't want to talk about that. The church too busy picking up donation and offering and having men day and women day and all them other days wearing people out just for a little offering when the people could have been home raising their family.
Yeah.
I won't hurt your feelings, but telling me, give me some idea about a woman day. I won't know about no woman day. Yeah. Not now. And women ought to hear what I'm saying here with their husband's side on, right? They need to be together anyway. You don't need to separate them. They've been separated enough already. Just trying to get preaching engagement. That's what that is. One of them days. May the Holy Spirit teach you to trust the seed principle. Listen now. For God hath designed the seed to have kingdom understanding and release kingdom abilities. Turn to Mark 4. I'm going to show you that. Mark 4:26. If you're not a sower, you're a taker. And takers never become breakers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You have to break limits off your back.
Yeah.
Nobody want to live no limited lifestyle.
Yes, that
in the kingdom is designed to get you out of a limited lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
Take the limits off you.
Yeah.
The seed can take the limit off of your life.
Right.
That's enough right there. I said the seed can take the limit off of your life.
Yes, sir.
Now this is powerful. Jesus taught a lot of parables about the kingdom, but he was teaching kingdom principle, how the kingdom work all the time. Let me read that to you again. Now listen. May the Holy Spirit teach you to trust the seed principle.
Yes,
what I say?
May the Holy Spirit teach you to trust.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do right here. I'm telling you, I got a few more minutes to teach. I'm going to ask some questions when I finish, and I might not get no volunteer. That's what they do in school.
Yes, sir.
So I'll see whether you was listening or not.
Yeah.
I said, lady with the blue dress on.
Yeah.
Tell me one thing I said. Man with the brown shirt. Tell me one thing I said. You listening now? Listen up. She said, shucks, honey, give me a piece of paper. This man out of his mind. I ain't never saw this in no church. We get radical up in here because I want you to reap. I want you to realize. I want you to know the reality of God sending you here tonight. You're not here just because you like me. You here because there's things God wanted you to hear. There's some things God wanted you to feel. There's some things God wants you to see. We're at Mark 4:26. Now, let me read this statement because this statement holds water for us. May the Holy Spirit teach you to what? Trust the seed principle. Now, notice what he said about the seed. For God have designed the seed to have kingdom understanding. The seed has kingdom understanding. If a person sow you right, I want you to go and produce a harvest. And then that seed releases kingdom abilities. In other words, I don't think I'm going to get cut short for this. That seed kingdom ability enable you to live like a king.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Oh, I see y'all ain't much to think about that. Yes, yes. See? Yes, see, this unusual in the church, talking about living like a king?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, they call that materialistic.
Yeah.
But it's really spiritual. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's for us to be blessed spiritually and materially and naturally and physically.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Now, if you notice the understanding of the seed and the ability in the seed, and if you look at Mark and you see the process there, and you see that the seed already knows what to do. The DNA of the seed is harvest. And see, Jesus, and then, you know, some people try to harvest too fast.
Yeah.
Trying to make somebody think they got something.
Yep, yep.
I've been there.
Yep,
yep. I've rolled in a brand new car without air conditioning with the window up sweating, wanting people to think I had air conditioning. I turned the air vent on, but that thing was hot, boy.
Yeah.
But I wasn't putting that window down because I wanted to believe I had air conditioning.
Yeah.
I took another car that wasn't a Mark 5 and put a Mark 5 trunk on it. I've been trying to get there, boy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why you got to be a seesaw. Let me tell you. You mess around getting in the other area. I took two of my Rolex watches to the shop. The lady called me. I was sitting down relaxing the seat, and the lady called me and said, Dr. Thompson, said one of them watches is $1,300, and the other one going to be $900. She got sore. I said, well, fix them.
Yeah.
Now, the average person who's not a seesaw, ma'am, I'll be over there to pick them up. Then you're wired like you got the time. The thing ain't even running. We got to get away from that. How many of y'all ever had any fake prosperity? Yeah, let's be true about it. Everybody wants somebody to believe they got something. I mean, you don't want nobody to know you're broke. You don't want nobody to know you can't make that next move, you know? And I heard a man say this. Listen, he said, you all can get some money, he says, because if a woman see a dress she likes, she ain't got no money. She see it in the window. Next Sunday, she'll show up with dress on. They don't know how she got it, but she got it. If you really want to get it, you'll get it. You see what I'm saying? Flat broke. So that's why I know you can find a seed. Mark 4:26, everybody can identify with that. Yeah. She got that dress. She might not have nothing in that purse, but she got that dress. And she said that, I wonder do they see it. And then what that dress money was supposed to be for come. She said, old dress ain't all that nice nowhere. Because the first time you wear it, after that, the glory over. Verse 26. Come on, let me try to. Verse 26. I'll never be broke another day in my life.
I am a radical sower.
Not usual. But unusual.
Whatever the Holy Ghost
says. He's my sowing partner. We're going to sow. Now, saying that and doing that is two different things. How much money y'all have sent on TV and ain't got nothing back? Somebody prophesied to you to send it. Somebody else sent some money. I sent some money right for what that was, PTL?
Yeah.
Before it went down. Man, I said the thing, man, I had no anointing. I missed God, the seed, the harvest, and the truck. That thing went down next week. I just had bought shares in it. Mark 4:26, let me try. And he said, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should what? What he did with it? Now look what he did in the next verse. And shall sleep and rise night and day. And when people, in the early days, they'll give an offering, they won't know everything you did with it.
Yeah.
I remember telling the devil, got one of my good friends, and she said, I want to see the books. I said, see what? She said, I want to see the books. What books you got to see here? But then I said to her, your husband saw the book yesterday. She was embarrassed because her husband just had looked at the book in a meeting.
Yeah.
But you get to listen to somebody else pumping you, pumping you. Wonder what's happening, what's going on?
Yeah.
Y'all see one fuel bill, we had to call Undertaker. One fuel bill. I'm trying to keep you off from dying. One fuel bill. Say, my God, I know he ain't paid with that what I'm giving. No, sure didn't.
Yeah.
I got 1,000 of partners watching.
Yeah.
Business people all over the world support this ministry.
Wow.
I don't know what a gallon of fuel costs, Jackie. I don't know and don't care.
Yeah.
Just take me where I'm going.
Yeah.
You got to trust him.
Yes,
but he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seeds should spring up. The seeds shall spring and grow up. Notice that now. Notice the verse in verse 27. What it says? What? All right. Knows not how. It's up to the seed. For the earth brings forth the fruit of herself. First the blade. Trying to harvest too fast.
Yeah.
The first comeback. You think you're gonna arrive? No. Get them seeds out of there.
Yeah.
Because he's gonna bring you a larger one.
Right.
Just keep on sowing. Keep on sowing. Are you getting this? Now, Genesis 8:22 tells us, what you had on that, 45 minutes? Huh? All right, you put some more on there to make it an hour, 15 more. Seed time and harvest time is a perpetual law. In the realm of the spirit that always produce supernatural results. You look at Genesis 8:22. Look at Genesis 8:22. Seed time and harvest time is a perpetual law, unending law. As long as time exists, it's there. In the realm of the spirit that always produce supernatural results. Hallelujah. Start living. Boy, I tell you what, you start living on supernatural results. Make your neighbor build a wall. Matthew 25. I'm going to tell you two or three more things. Matthew 25. I always liked this verse when I first got a revelation of it. In the 14th verse. Always at 14 and the 15th verse. And you know, one got five, one got two and one got one, you remember? But that 15 verse let us know there are different levels of seeds. It's according to what you can handle, what you did with the first one. Right? Right? And then, so that's the revelation. You must pass the sowing test or you will always stay in a financial mess and debt. You must pass. See, my wife and I went through that thing where you paid interest and stuff like that. We got out of debt for a few months. We paid for everything. You pay the lowest one, you know. See, they got strategies. You pay the lowest one, pay interest on it, and then take the money and the interest, pay it on the next lowest one, get them credit card first, you see. Then you get the next one. We did all that. About two or three more months, we're back in debt. Why? We're going to store the cards free, baby. Let's go. Let's roll. See, but the seed take you off the card. That's the difference, see. See, it's not about just getting out of debt. It's getting off the system. You can get out of debt if you force yourself and budget yourself and pay it. It works. But it don't work like a seed. So getting out of debt is not the priority. The priority is getting off the system. I saw your sister. You got it. You got it. Getting off the system. See, anybody can get out of debt. But when you get off the system, you get out of debt to stay out of debt. Because the seed finally won't put up with no debt. You follow what I'm saying? See, the seed finally will not put up with no debt. Wait a minute, say it again. The seed finally will not put up with no money mess. Will not put up with no debt. The seed finally. See, so I'm telling you, I'm sharing with you now. You want to get out of debt, a $500 check. You want to get out of debt, but that's not the issue. I got out of debt. The man died who told me how to get out of debt. I read his little book, How to Pay Your House Off. So I paid, not the house I got now, but the house I got now, I paid off, but I paid it off the right way. But the other one, I paid all the interest and got out of debt, man. And we hadn't took our second breath. We were back in debt. Them cars was free, man. Them cars can turn out to be demons, man. See, we had this. You, what you do is you put that card in water and put it in the freezer. And then when you go ready to go get something, by the time you chip it, you might come to your senses. Hit your. And some of the cards Carol and I took a scissors and cut them up. But then you go look back together and try to glue them back together to you. I'm going to have to close. Look at 25, Matthew 25, because we're talking about passing the sowing test. I showed you the 14th verse and the 15th verse. Look at the 18th verse. But he that received the one went and dig in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Hid, y'all ain't got no money here, huh? Y'all ain't got no money y'all haven't tied off yet. Y'all don't have no seed that y'all not sowing. See, that's your crippling factor right there. Trying to hold on to that little money, you're gonna bite the dust. All right, listen to me now. So the 18th verse, but he that received the one went and dig in the area and hid his Lord's money. That's a long time. The Lord of those servants cometh and reckon with them. And then he talk about he that received five and et cetera. Let me see the 26th verse. No, let's see the 23rd verse. Lord, well, no, the 24th verse. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man. See, a lot of times people thank God. They talk about their master, but thank God's hard. Weeping what I have not sown and gathering what I impossible with God. Thou have not strawed. And I was afraid. That's what that is right there. That is, the fear of sowing too much. See, and that fear, if you don't keep your faith expended progressively, that fear will ride you before the harvest get back. Now I'm going to make a statement. The harvest is always on the way. If you sow the seed, see, God can't lie. So if you sow the seed with the partnership of the Holy Spirit, the harvest got to come. What I say about the harvest? got to come, see? But you got to have faith, because he may want you to sow 10 more seeds before a harvest show up. Because he's testing you and training you in, listen to this statement now, because this statement will help everybody. I made the Holy Ghost breathe on this statement. Seed stewardship. Seed stewardship. I'm not talking about no tithe stewardship. Because only 7% of the church tithe. A member get ugly in the church, the first thing you need to go do is hit that her name right there. That's the first thing you need to do. Go back there and get her name and come back out. She most probably haven't been a tither. Because tithers don't bother the church. Tithers trust in the Lord. If that woman who sold $40 over the last 6 months, I want to know why. All right, come on. Let me go. Come on. Hear your record. You get $40 the last 3 months. How much you made? You ain't got to know how much I made. $40. Shut your mouth up. You ain't even got enough money in there for a seat. You go stand up over there. You been sitting down up in here? Well, I got good company. Watch this. It's hitting just right, boy. I got good company. Watch this. We're going to read now. Watch. I got good company. I'm Jesus. I'm with Jesus. Watch this. Verse 24. Then he was had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where I have not sown and gathering where I have not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked. There the Lord. He's talking about a non-soul. You wicked and slothful servant. We can't get away with that, you see. But really, that's non-soul's name. Write it down in your note and say, not me no more. You wicked and slothful servant. That's what he said, didn't he? Who he talking to? He talking to somebody who's supposed to sow a seed. Thou knew that I read where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed. He ain't through with him yet. Thou art is verse 27. Thou art is, therefore I have put my money to the exchanger. But then at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury. Now look, verse 28, he ain't through with him. Boy, this is another verse when I was a Baptist boy reading. I said, man, the Lord. He give it to the man with the 10 talent. But look at the 28th verse. How can you understand a Jesus like this? Take from this taker. Even the lesson on the tithe tell you that. He said, devour, if you're not tithe, then you're not going to live a good financial life. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which had, not the four, the one had the 10. Look what he said in verse 29. Now this has something to do with the seed, because that's in, when Jesus taught his seed lesson in Matthew chapter 13, the 11 and 12 verse packed this same verse. Sowing is a mystery that you need a revelation of. Yes, sir. And that mystery is what causes abundance. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. The seed is full of God's abundance. Yes. And that's how we pass up the world system. And that's how we stop Satan from tantalizing us with these little small amount of money and can't do what we want to do. For everyone that has, verse 29, shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not what? Have not understanding of the mystery of sowing. He's slothful. That's what he called him. He called him slothful. Lord. Slothful servant. Wicked. Suppose I come out here with a record Sunday morning. Start calling the roll. You wicked and slothful servant. Hallelujah. You can't do God people. That, you know what I'm saying? They'll be so mad, man. But Jesus did it. Look at the 33rd verse. Cast ye that unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Wow, man. Lord, rough that boy. Hurry. Let me make another statement to you. One of my favorite verses in Zechariah chapter 8, verse 12. Turn that quickly so you can see it. I'm going to make a statement. You ready for this? This is a hot line here. I'm about to give you a hot line. Zechariah 8, 12. I'm going to let you get there for you. I'm going to let you read the verse, then I'm going to make a statement. See if you can get in line with it. I'm not going to read it. You can read it. Zechariah 8, 12. It's in the Bible. Zechariah here now. That's why I'm not looking for him. Yeah, you're looking for him. Read it. That's a powerful verse, isn't it? But I'm going to make a powerful statement that you'll never forget with this verse. The seed is always saying the struggle is over. Every time you sow a seed, you're prophesying that the struggle is over. Now, in Guatemala, I had a word spoken to me in Guatemala. God informed me, you know, you could do a lot of teaching in these sometimes poverty area where people don't quite understand. And I want to give this to you in my closing. He said to me, in other words, these people are so need conscious. And even in America, United States of America, and even in churches, people are so need conscious, they cannot become seed conscious. Yes. 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 You know, we've been robbed to a certain point because if you have not been trained about the seed, you will never understand breakthrough living. And he said that about Guatemala, and the Lord inspired me to move them from need consciousness to seed consciousness. Yes, they're farmers, you know, they grow coffee and they grow sugar cane out there. And they told us something, a coffee plant, you plant it, but it takes 4 years for it to produce, and you can't let a man harvest it. And the reason you can't let a man harvest it is a man too rough. Each coffee has to be picked. The little bulb had to be picked one at a time. We men, when we get down that road, nobody looking, we're going to rake that thing, man, shake that thing, pick them up and put them by. Say, I pick them one at a time, because men ain't going to do that. So the women pick the coffee. And it takes 4 years before it produces anything. Now, Jesus said to a man, he was talking about, he said, you know, the tree had been, this tree been here 3 years. Have done nothing. Man said, give me one more year. If it don't produce in 1 year, 1 more year, that's 4 years, cut it down. So I'm to believe that if you sow, you're going to start getting harvesting before them years come up. But you just got to keep passing the test. Keep passing the test. Now I'm telling you right now, the seed said the struggle is over. But how many times prior to Word of Life or prior to ever-increasing Word call you to a seed training class? Then don't have nothing to sell you. I mean, you know, making no deal, you don't feel no pull from me. No, I'm not trying to get you money. I'm trying to get you some money from the Lord as the Lord designed for you not to be broke. Are you following me? Yes, and we got to understand, we read. Come on now, I'm going to close in a minute, but we have to understand the process. First the blade, then the corn, then the four corn of the ear. Then the time, you got to know when to take the sick out. Then you got to know how to take the seed out to harvest. Yeah, right. Those are good things to hear now. Yes, you know, don't get happy and go buy a whole lot of stuff. Remember, you got to sow some more, all right? Yes, all right. Yes, so one of the ways to develop seed consciousness is open a seed account. Yeah. Have an account where I'm just going to sow out this account. I've seen people open account and they start sowing thousands. Something happened to them in the process. When I first met them, they didn't have thousands. But they opened that seed account and wouldn't do nothing else with it. But sow seed, that thing started coming back in, man. See, if you don't have a seed account, you're not seed conscious. You need conscious. Because I really never heard nobody talk about no seed account. See. But then you have this in Philippians chapter 4. Let's close that. In Philippians chapter 4, you have this said to us. Now, I'm not going to let you say it. But I'm going to ask a hypothetical question, and you don't have to answer it. But how many under the sound of my voice is more need conscious than seed? Don't raise your hand. Than seed conscious. A large portion of this room. I mean, you know, you can by faith say seed conscious, but really you're not that deep in seed consciousness, because that need conscious is barking like a dog on a willow tree. Oh! Them bills be hollering. You see, that's one thing I like about my job, is I had to come through the process. So you cannot fool me with a car and two suits. I know better. I had that. Okay. So what I'm saying is, may the Holy Spirit switch it tonight. Switch you from a saving account to a seed account. Now, you can save some, don't get me wrong, but you got to have a seed account also.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because you're messing around and depend on that saving account. Yes, it ain't going to work, baby. Yes. It's not going to work. Yes. Not from a regular job.
Yes.
Got me?
Yes, sir.
Now, if the truth was told, how many of you are in this room is more need conscious than seed conscious? 95% of you. Come on, let's tell the truth. Because if you have not practiced the seed long enough, you need conscience. Even us who have stopped practicing, some have stopped practicing, still got some need conscience on them. They're trying to seed their way out of that need. See, y'all don't want to tell me the truth. Y'all want to sit up there and look at me like, I got just as much as you. I'm doing fine. I don't know. You're talking to me like that. I have no bills. My house paid for. All my cars paid for. All my clothes paid for. How did you do it, Reverend? Seed. Giving. I'm still a giver. I give a lump sum tonight. I give a lump sum every time. Offering pass. Then my wife, she over there, I don't know what she be giving. My wife be giving thousands. She just give. But as fast as we give it, it keep coming back. It be in the mailbox, knocking on the door, waving me down at the store. Barbershop, everywhere you go.
Yeah.
That seed, boy, when that seed get loose, boy, that seed go to work. What?
Yes,
what? Yeah. See, and some of y'all don't believe. It just worked for him. Man, Bob, my name is not in the Bible. So if you develop seed consciousness, it will personally remove need consciousness. Write these scriptures down. I'm not going to go in. Philippians 4, 13 through 19. Finally get to the scripture. Say, but my God, for the one who had a seed account,
Shall
supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's a wrap right there, boy. Then Romans 9, 1. Where my conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost. And then you have the story again, Genesis 26, 1, 12 through 16. May the Lord add a blessing to his teaching. Now, on your envelope, I want you to write that tonight the Holy Spirit is helping me to develop seed consciousness. Write that on your envelope. Yeah, the usher down the aisle, that L right there, lift your hand if you want one. The Holy Spirit is helping me develop seed consciousness. Now, I didn't say nothing about the harvest, but actually when you get developed seed consciousness, then you're going to have harvest consciousness. Then you're going to be aware of the fact, like that man went to bed and went to sleep. You don't care how long it takes.
Right. Yes, sir.
You know that harvest got to come through. Do not panic after you have sold and think you're going to be across the street tomorrow.
Right.
It got to go through the process. But right on that note, Holy Spirit, teach me seed consciousness. Or the Holy Spirit is teaching me seed consciousness. The Holy Spirit is teaching me seed consciousness. I need to write that on the Tim. You write bad too, I bet you. That's my offering up with your bad writing. Come on, man, you can write on that. You know how to spell consciousness? I bet you will get some spelling the other night, boy. How you spell it? Somebody spell it. I don't know how to spell it. What is it? One of you smart guys stand up and spell it. I ain't no God to spell it. You might have cocoon. Come on, consciousness. Where Brian at? Where little Brian at? Little smart Brian at? Where you? Somebody spell consciousness, man. Y'all scared?
C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S-M-E-S-S.
Spell it again. Spell it again. All right, till I receive. If you don't know how to spell seed, I can't help you. You got it, Tim? You didn't get it. Spell it again for him.
No, I got the word.
You got the word.
Yes, sir.
You ain't got all I said? No, I don't know what I said.
Holy Spirit is helping me. He's teaching me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you get anything?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me call one or two people. Oh, Lord. Somebody drop their seed. Now, I'm going to let you get through with your offering, then I'm going to ask one or two of y'all to tell me a little something right quick. I'm not going to call you out. Everybody got envelope 1-1? That's all right if consciousness spelled wrong. Yes, sir. Sorry if consciousness spell wrong. You just don't have it wrong in your mind. You're moving from need consciousness to seed consciousness. In your prayer time. In your prayer time. When you're talking to God. Y'all have any, how many of y'all have devotion? Y'all talk to God? Tell him. Lord, Brandon me, Holy Spirit, help me to have seed consciousness. Help me to open a seed account. And help me to sow like I'm out of my mind. I promise you, look at me, everybody look at me. I promise you, you coming out. This is not secondhand guessing information. This is the word of the Lord has come to you. And if you do it like the Lord said, do it, don't get your mind on a man. Because man didn't say this. God said it. And keep your mind on God and don't let the devil I saw a man on TV say, put your hand on your head and rebuke a wandering mind. Because your mind go to wandering, you see. Yes, I wonder if this is going to work. I wonder when it's coming. Stop wondering. Keep sowing. Yeah. See, when I found out I was a millionaire, y'all heard this story many times. When I found out I was a millionaire, my wife had to tell me. I was walking across my bedroom floor. Yeah. So I wasn't so much raging behind the harvest. I was behind sowing the seed.
Yeah.
Because I knew the harvest would take care of itself, but I got to be a part of the seed sowing.
Yeah.
And so my wife said, do you know you're a millionaire? Another time my wife said, do you know you can pay this house off? I didn't know none of that. I'm just sowing and working. You see, I wasn't trying to make no deal with God because God already made a deal.
Yeah.
He sent Jesus to die for me and paid the price. So he said, if I do this, he'll do that. Come on. Father, we talk about a due season lifestyle. We're talking about radical sowing, unusual sowing, sowing that is beyond traditional thinking. Because we know this is divine setup that you place for your children to live on a financial system that cannot be tied up, cannot be denied. We know this is the answer to Deuteronomy 28. We recognize that if we sow our seed, we're blessing the city and blessing the field, blessing everywhere we go. And so tonight, we come to the point where we want the Holy Spirit to become our partner in sowing. We heard about a seed account. We know your word says you provide the seed. We just got to become the sower. And only the Holy Spirit can anoint us to become a bona fide sower, not looking at the cloud, not looking at the weather, not looking at the family, not looking at the politics, but only to the Bible and a ram of word. We thank you. We receive a ram of wood. Tonight is alive. Every man and woman on the sound of my voice here in this auditorium around the world, that breakthrough is on their life. We thank you and praise you for it. Now, Holy Spirit, give us seed consciousness. Give us sowing consciousness. And I know that each person on the sound of my voice have their breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. You may be seated. Let him serve you. Be seated. They can serve you. Then two or three people are going to tell us something. And then we're going to go. I'm getting to do that. I do that on my Sunday morning service. All my members are listening now. And now they're going to listen more because I said I might call you. Call a matured member. Been around for a long time. Check them out, you know, see if they're really listening. Let's see something. Let's see if I have the right French. I'm doing this for one young lady in here, but you can hear, you can eavesdrop. If you deal with any type of opposition that somebody's trying to tie you up or mess you up or not releasing what's rightfully yours, read the 70th Psalm and they're going to turn you loose. In haste. We ain't got time to be waiting on 4 or 5 years. Jesus might be going to come back. So they're going to turn you loose right now. Psalm 7, just read it over and over again and get it in your heart, and then the Lord going to work in haste. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. That's the first verse. Make haste. Haste the deliverance. All right. Who going to be first? You want to tell us?